South Shore Sunday Morning, your weekly news magazine program on CKBW, FM 98.1.
Well, the Oak Island mystery has been around a long time, and a lot of people have, at some point in history, figured it out. And we've got someone else joining us on the line who has a new theory, something that hasn't really been researched or even discussed before. Keith Ranville, he's a First Nation researcher, and we're talking to him now. You're in British Columbia, are you not?
Yes, I am.
So you're in BC, and tell me, first of all, how you even heard about the whole Oak Island mystery.
Oh, I guess I was researching it here, doing First Nation research in Vancouver here, 2005, in summertime, and I guess that's when I got acquainted with the whole mystery itself.
Now, one of the long-standing mysteries has to do with a tablet. It was what some people felt was a code or a secret message about what lie beneath Oak Island. And you got a chance to, I guess, look at, since that stone doesn't exist, but a record of what was transcribed from it. Is that right?
Yes.
So tell me what it was that you, when you first saw that, what did you think?
I tried to decode it the way it was made, like in letters. It just didn't make any sense. It wasn't until I was in Nova Scotia there, and I guess halfway through last winter, and that's when I started breaking the code on there. I started translating these symbols descriptively, just through, I guess, my heritage. It's very similar to the symbols, or similar to the same to Cree Slavics and many other native languages. And there's no record of where our language, our writings came from, and it could be very well have to do something with this whole mystery out here too.
So I guess you're suggesting there is a link between the First Nations and the tablet, or I guess the language or descriptive language that's used on that tablet.
Oh, that part does. The symbols itself kind of like. Mimic all kinds of symbols of different dialects, from even to the Mayans, the dots, and actually it seems like they're engineering symbols in the way I translated them. As you can see, I was walking through Nova Scotia there. You can look on the cement on the cement. You can see engineering. Symbols in there. You can see triangles, you can see pluses and times symbols, and those are very similar to the symbols that were found on the tablet there that was lost somewhere this century, I guess, early this century.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So have you been able to come up with, I guess, an idea of what the entire message, or are you just able to kind of get an idea through some of the symbols?
I translated all symbols all the way down just descriptively, all of them. I got them on my website. Anyone can go on there on mendek.com. You can go to A New Light Shines on Oak Island, and you see all my symbols and my translations. And the translations are very, very simple. It's not elaborate. It's very direct.
So who do you think wrote this tablet, and what do you think was the purpose of it?
Well, that's the big question. Who did it? It's obviously someone or some people that came here and put something here. And I'm very intrigued to find out myself who these people are.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, they can be descendants from First Nations, or else they can be European or from South America. It's something I'm trying to find out myself.
Now, you did have a chance to come to Oak Island, or at least to this area of the province.
Yes, I was here for about a year in Halifax, and I did. I talked to many people there. I talked to professors, historians. Native elders and chief leaders about the subject of researching.
So, do you have any, I guess, idea or theory based on what is written on that tablet that you may have an idea what might be the secret? I guess what you're suggesting is that it's not Oak Island itself that people should be looking.
Yeah, I think the tablet and the artifacts are found on Oak Island, and the relics, I believe that they all point towards Birch Island. It has a huge triangle on it. You can see it from Google Satellite, or as you can see it on my website, too.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, yeah.
Yes, it stands up very distinctively. And you can see it on there's photos, a photo from satellite and a photo from aerial. And they're taken up at different times. And you can tell this is not man-made. I mean, this is man-made. It's not natural. The clearing itself, it seems like the vegetation doesn't grow very, very high there. So I believe that the soil is from below the earth, and there's no nutrients to sustain large plant life from the soil. But I'll need to take soil samples and that just to clarify that.
What kind of reaction are you getting from people who are familiar with the specifics of Oak Island to your theory?
I'm getting all kinds of mixed theories of different people that, you know, have their own, you know, agenda on Oak Island themselves. Most people are, I'm just kind of using a sort of logic and just to figure out this whole thing of Oak Island. I don't believe that, you know, they'd put something precious in a 10-foot pit, you know, and I don't believe the pit was meant to go past 9 layers. It was only supposed to go as far as the tablet, and the tablet was the instructions.
That is a different, I guess, way to look at it than most people have approached. That you're suggesting maybe that the whole idea of all the layers was to keep the water out and to keep the tablet safe.
Yeah, I believe those tablets were the tablets. I mean, it went down to whereabouts the tablet is. Those layers were actually filled at one time, and then as the tablet reads, it reads about 3 shafts, 1 south, 2 north. And I believe that's in form of a triangle. And I believe that the shaft could have been filled many times over. And it was probably a holding place until each shaft was built on Birch Island.
So what chance do you have of coming back? And do you feel you'll ever have an opportunity to find out what's on Birch Island?
Well, I'm still trying to raise money for it. I'm trying to establish a professional conduct into doing excavations there, because I don't think proper conduct was done in the past, because, you know, the tablet went missing, and, you know, it's probably sitting in some collector's place right now as we speak, and probably a lot more information that can actually shed some more light on Oak Island itself.
Well, we're looking at some 50-60 years since the suggestion was made that something may have been placed there. It's been a lot of history, and yours is the first, I guess, new theory that I've heard since quite some time. And you know, obviously, you put some thought into this, and what do you feel will be the next step for you? Obviously, as you say, trying to pull together some money and pull together a team.
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to do. I applied for my treasure trove license. And I'm working on my special places permit with the museum, but it's a process, and I'm just trying to get through all this, so I can actually present it to certain funding groups and or investors, one of the two, because I like to do this whole project professionally. I don't want to cut corners. And plus, I want to catalog everything and make it, you know, accessible to anyone for further investigations.
And trying to do this from, you know, all the way across the country, it's got to be a bit of a challenge.
Oh yeah, well, I got everything on computer. I got all of my contacts and people, so everything's all my research is done, and all I need is proper funding and resources to carry out these things. I want to use a magnetometer. I want to do proper excavations from the beach area of the right angle of the triangle. Because if you look at the right angle of the triangle, the water deepens there. If you can see it from Google Satellite, I believe there's the same. There used to be an artificial beach that was on Smith Cove on Oak Island. I believe there's the same artificial beach there on the right angle of the triangle on Birch Island. You can see the deepened water area, and that's probably where the place where I'll probably start my investigation once I pull things together.
Well, it is very fascinating, and I wish you all the best of luck, and I'm really glad we were finally able to connect so we could discuss this.
All right. You can maybe explain to people about my website and how to contact me.
Absolutely.
If they have any questions, I'm open to any kind of questions anyone has to offer.
Our guest this morning has been Keith Ranville. He's a First Nation researcher. You can visit his website and find out more about his theory of the tablet and not just Oak Island, but nearby Birch Island, and the possibility that he has uncovered something new in the mystery of the Oak Island treasure. And you can visit his website by logging into www.mendhack.com. That's MENDHAK.com. For South Shore Sunday Morning, I'm Sheldon McLeod.
Coming up, more South Shore Sunday Morning on CKBW.